JC2S, Part 2.
Number 5B.
All right, so we're coming now closer. So with the 16 chapters that we know now in our consciousness in the textbook, the first chapter of prayer, the second chapter of Atonement and Eucharist, the third chapter of marriage, begins to bring out the revelation of God's nature to us. And it, by accepting that nature in us, it retranslates out, begins to retranslate out in us a nature that isn't like God. And therefore, the outcome of marriage is that it gives us a higher humanhood. That still is a very human standpoint as it flows from prayer to Atonement, Eucharist, to marriage. But we know when we come to the fourth chapter, this is where we get the big break on Christian Science versus spiritualism. That's where we really get the stuff of the chapter, what the textbook is wanting to bring out. It gives us that, the word in its science. It gives us the statement, scientific statement of the word, what the word is driving at, what this textbook is really trying to handle within consciousness. The chapters of prayer, atonement, and Eucharist, and marriage just prepare us for the shock of Christian Science versus spiritualism, because it can be a shock. And what's interesting is that, as Max has pointed out many times, that Christian Scientists don't like this chapter. They say, well, I don't believe in ghosts, so let's go on. And they probably don't even like animal magnetism. Unmasked, who cares about animal magnetism? Not so interested in that. And I don't believe in hypnotism. Let's just move on. And then finally, they maybe are interested in that chapter, science, theology, and medicine, and maybe then physiology and on, so forth. But trying, he says, to avoid the fourth and fifth chapter. And yet they are the cornerstone of the sixth chapter in the rest of the textbook. The fourth, and without an understanding of the first, second, and third chapter preparing us for the scientific understanding of the fourth chapter. Without the fourth chapter, that textbook would not have really a purpose. It's as I said, the word in its science, a statement in its science. We're getting the scientific statement behind the whole textbook of what the fundamental problem is with consciousness and what is being destroyed within consciousness. Because obviously it's the standpoint, as we've seen, of truth. Truth deals with consciousness, and that our whole point is that this textbook we see now is throwing off the old consciousness for the new consciousness, so the new consciousness can go on to the 7,000-year period. But what is in that old consciousness that the textbook is throwing off? That's what the subject of Christian Science versus spiritualism is showing. What is being debunked? So when we consider this chapter on Christian Science versus spiritualism, we already see that it's a subject that looks back to already the first and second record of creation. It's a subject that's dealing with the problem. It's not a new problem. Mrs. Eddy says it's the problem that's been around for a long time. It's been around since the beginning of the Bible. It's been around since Genesis. It's the problem which we get right at the very beginning in Genesis 1:1, Genesis 1:2, with the first record and onward in Genesis there, where the first record of creation states what God's Spirit is. That we only have the spiritual universe, the ideational universe, and that is the only universe, the only real universe going on. There is not two universes. There's only one universe, the spiritual universe. But the second record of creation, we know, says, but a mist went up. What is that mist? Well, it's spiritualism. That's why she has that chapter, Christian Science versus Spiritualism. That chapter has the overall tone of spirit in it, showing that it's Christian Science or spirit versus spiritualism. Spirit tells us in the first record of creation, that whole tone, is that God cannot be divided into its opposite, that God operates as a holistic, dimensional, teleological system, and that it cannot be divided. And yet spiritualism comes along and has the gall to say, but a mist went up, and it's the belief that principle God can be turned into its opposite. That's what spiritualism is. We could write it in our notes. Spiritualism is the belief only, we underline belief, that something that can be turned into its opposite. But it goes on only within misunderstanding. And so, therefore, it's not the fact that something can be turned into its opposite. There's our salvation, because it's only belief. So we see then that the first record of creation very clearly states what God's spirit is, what that holistic God is. And the first record of creation shows us, therefore, that God is, let there be mind, let there be that intelligent mind. Second day, let there be spirit, where that mind is the only reality. And then the third day, let there be soul, where that mind, which is the only reality, is definite and has the seed within itself. And therefore showing us in the first, second, third day that we are a mind, idea, identity. And therefore that let there be principle, let that identity be governed by principle alone. And let that identity have life. Let it experience the abundance of life, the newness of life, the exaltation of life. And let that identity experience a state of divine consciousness, that ideal standard of consciousness called man, the compound idea. And let that identity have, therefore, a sense of always resting in the cybernetic action of the plan of love, the seventh day. So we right away see that the first record states what God is as mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, and what man is, as the fifth day shows, the image and likeness, the pure idea, that man is mind idea, spirit idea, soul idea, principle idea, life idea, truth idea, love idea, that man is principle idea, the exact image and the exact likeness, the pure reflection of God, found in God. And as we've seen now, we cannot destroy it in an idea. If man in the universe is idea, it exists in the principle. It's an image of the principle and exists in the principle. It's safe and indestructible and cannot be turned into its opposite, because that operates in the fourth dimension of spirit, in the realm where there are no opposites. So the second record of creation is just the belief then that God can be turned into an opposite, that mind can be turned into many minds, that spirit can be turned into spirits, that soul can be turned into souls, that principle can be turned into personalities, that life can be turned into the cycle of birth, maturity, and death, that truth can be turned into mortal consciousness, and that love can be turned into personal plans. That's that second record. It's that whole record then of mind and matter, the belief of duality, that two substances comprise the universe, that two valued logic, that there's mind and matter, and that we are mind in a matter body. And therefore, as mind in a matter body, we are governed according to atomistic thinking, to a fragmented thinking, and only experience the cycle of birth, maturity, and death because of this false belief that we are mind in a matter body. This whole second of record of creation really poses the 2 + 2 = 5 concept. It's a miscalculation. And when any time we miscalculate within a principle, it destroys itself. That the principle causes the self-destruction of error. Because in the principle of mathematics, 2 + 2 = 4, within that principle of mathematics, 2 + 2 = 5 has to die out of that calculus. So therefore, if we go out from this false belief that we are a mind in a matter body, and that there are minds many and spirits many and souls many, many personalities that are governing us, we can only experience death of that false belief. That's hence it's death within consciousness of that false belief. It's not literal death. Man really can't die because we are in that white garments. We really are the sons of God. But it's death of the concept, death of dualism. And that whole belief of mind, many spirits, many souls, many personalities, many, which ends up in death, that belief constitutes mortal consciousness. That whole realm of spiritualism, that God can be turned into its opposite. Those are the beliefs that are in mortal consciousness. And those are the beliefs that are being debunked throughout the rest of the evolution of biblical history. You see, this first and second record of creation, as we see in Genesis, states the problem. And then Mrs. Eddy says subsequent Bible revelation begins to handle the problem. So you see, therefore, what we saw last evening was that being is. But that being, when it says I am throughout all its creation, is just saying I am mind. And I can never be turned into my opposite called mortal mind or minds many. Lifting off that restraint. And then the second 1,000-year period, working out the second day, God saying, I am spirit. And I never can be turned into my opposite of many spirits. Lifting off that restraint in the belief. And then evolution going on to the 3,000-year period, God saying, I am soul, and I cannot be turned into my opposite of believing that I'm mind in a matter body, that the universe, including man, is idea, the image and likeness of God. And then God saying, I am principle. I am not personality. Lifting off that restraint in the 4,000-year period, working out the fourth day. And then in the 5,000-year period, working out the fifth day, saying, I am life, eternal life. I am not of the cycle of birth, maturity, and death. And coming into the sixth day, saying, and all those beliefs have constituted mortal consciousness, that I ever could be turned into my opposite, that I ever could be mind in a matter body, that the universe ever could be material, that the universe ever could have a material birth. That all constitutes mortal consciousness. And that's what this truth consciousness is getting rid of, is all those false mortal beliefs that God can be turned into its opposite. So we arrive at the 6,000-year period where God is saying, I am truth, I am divine consciousness, I am not of the nature of mortal consciousness, and all those beliefs that I am can be anything else but what I am. So you see, that's where the textbook picks up then this subject of saying, well, that those beliefs of the second record of creation, they're in mortal consciousness. That's what has to be debunked. That's spiritualism. And that has to be gotten rid of. You can just take it off. Just take it off, Louise. So you see that this is where the textbook picks up and says, well, we've got to throw off this old consciousness. What is it? As we see now, it is therefore this belief that God can be turned into its opposite. It happens every day. Every single day, as I said at the beginning of the session, it's we make a statement of something big, and then the claim is that it wants to be reversed. False reversal, you see? That's what it is. Whereas science, theology, and medicine shows us the true reversal, didn't it, at that point of soul. Remember, it showed that soul comes and reverses the belief that something can be turned into its opposite and takes it right back to God. So that gives us real reversal, but the belief is false reversal, where error says, oh, I reverse God, I make something big small. That's where we say, oh, I get this vision, and then suddenly I lose it, and it gets turned into its opposite. Handle spiritualism. Everything is spiritualism. You can see that Jesus, when he made these big statements, I am the light of the world, was immediately faced with spiritualism. He had to handle the belief that that could be turned into its opposite, and he had to heal the person born blind. Or I am the resurrection and the life. immediately faced with having to heal Lazarus. The belief that that can be turned into its opposite. He was showing, I'm handling spiritualism. Now that happens to us all day, every day. We go out from this consciousness and the whole world belief wants to reverse it. And we have to be, we learn through science and understanding in the textbook not to let it do it. We have that consciousness of finally of divine science where we see that if God is the all in all, and if God never loses sight of itself, if it can never be divided into its opposite, therefore in our past, present, and future, all that has been going on is that principle God operating as the all in all, never losing sight of itself. That's how we heal the past of any belief that we were ever born in matter and live in it and experience in it. Because we've never been in it. We've only been in this realm of the all in all. All correct reasoning is always out from the white garments. All questions asked, where did matter come from? Where did these funny beliefs come from? Are all wrong questions. See, we're training ourselves to reason rightly, always from the throne of God, and not letting it be reversed. Now, spiritualism, therefore, is misunderstood as spiritism, the belief of many spirits, that which are dead beings, so to speak, they believe in the word. And spiritism, then, is just the belief that these dead souls come back and through mediums teach us information. But spiritism and channeling is just a small part of spiritualism. So the mistake that Christian Scientists made was that they said that spiritualism was spiritism, and that's only part of it. So we see then that in the subject of Christian Science versus spiritualism, Mrs. Eddy brings out, therefore, again, just going over to polish it, the belief is, therefore, that God can be turned into its opposite, and then to go to these opposites for understanding. See, the opposite of scientific understanding at this point of this chapter. And this chapter is at the point of the word as in science, and we can see the textbook matrix there with the information on it. I think it's in the forward column, Louisa, ahead of you here, the pile ahead. Where we see then in the textbook matrix right there that Christian Science versus spiritualism, the revelation of God's nature is based on scientific understanding. God's nature can be understood only by scientific methods of understanding. So therefore, this chapter of Christian Science versus spiritualism, spiritualism is therefore, that we go to these opposites for understanding. We don't go to mind for understanding. We don't go to spirit for understanding. We don't go to soul, principle, life, truth, and love for understanding, which is scientific understanding. But in spiritualism, we go to minds many, to spirits many, to souls many, to personalities many, to the cycle of birth, maturity, and death. We go to be regressed, to find out who we were in the past, because we have this ache in our hip and we aren't quite sure why we have it. So maybe we better be regressed to find out who we were back in the 1500s. Maybe we slipped and fell. And that might be the problem of the hip today. That's what they believe. They go into regression, into the cycles of birth, maturity, and death. In order to find out what the difficulties are today, to gain understanding through regression. So we say, no, we're not going to minds many, to all these different minds for information. We're certainly not going to all these spirits and channels that are at work today in the world. If we wanted to, we could pay, I bet, about $1,500 to go to a good channeler for an hour. Or Shirley MacLaine will, well, I won't go into that. She charges quite a bit for her methods also. So you can see that the world is going in, goes to these spirits and these channelers who are listening to these spirits and channeling information to them, what to do, what not to do. The belief is we go to spirits for information, for departed souls for information. or even that we go to personalities, people for information. We go to, as I've said, you know, over and over, to the family for information, to common sense for information, to some authority for information. Or as the life tone, we go to the cycle of birth, maturity, and death. Or we go to mortal consciousness for understanding and information. That would be like psychology, which if we went into a psychologist, that they would then ask us, well, try to have us dream, and in our dreams begin to analyze what's going on within our within the collective unconscious, subconscious realm of mortal consciousness. So we would go to that for information in spiritualism, or just to different personal plans for our life. See, that's going to these things for information. So this chapter corrects it and says, oh, no, no. It says there isn't that duality going on at all. So it handles, as Max shows in the Oneness book, that the duality in this chapter is man himself is an understander and goes to the second record of creation for understanding. And this chapter corrects that standpoint and shows really that it has to be that man's understanding and God's understanding is one. We have to go to this first record of creation, to the constituents of reality, for understanding. So when we come to the law of this chapter, just the law, keep going through, Luis. It'll be lots of information. Right there. Does that say Christian Science versus Spiritualism? Yeah. And keep the rest of those. You'll be going through that pile. So we see then that Luisa has nicely put this transparency on. It's just comes from page 102 in the Oneness book, giving us then the law of oneness behind this chapter as we're moving towards the sixth chapter, just saying, well, that we have to go to mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love for our understanding. Therefore, the law of oneness is that through oneness with God, man understands as God understands. See, that corrects spiritualism. And so Max shows that the elaboration of this law through the seven shows then that, and I'll just repeat the law on page 102, he says, through oneness with mind, we understand as mind understands. That corrects the belief that we would go to many minds. Through our oneness with spirit, we understand as spirit understands. That would correct the belief that we would go to spirits or channels for understanding. Through oneness with soul, we understand as soul understands. That would correct the belief that we would go to many souls or to the mind-matter-body belief for understanding. Through oneness with principle, we understand as principle understands, which corrects the belief that we'd go to personalities for understanding. And through oneness with life, we understand as life understands, which corrects the belief that we would go to the cycle of life and death for understanding. And through oneness with truth, we understand as truth understands, which corrects the belief that we'd go to a psychologist for understanding from mortal consciousness, for those universal, collective, and individual beliefs within the mental realm. And then through oneness with love, we understand it as love understands, which corrects the belief within us that we would go to many other personal plans for our understanding. This is really big because, as I say, that this is the cornerstone really behind the problem. It's the fundamental problem of being. And we will see then after our break that this, therefore, going to, let me just take it off, put on the first and second record of creation again. Or just that next transparency there, the one that shows mind, spirit, soul. It's an error. I think it's that one, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you see that this chapter corrects within ourselves, within our understanding, the right source of understanding and demonstration, the right source of scientific understanding. that as we go to mind, spirit, and soul as our basis of understanding, this chapter then shows that what we experience is life, truth, and love. And it shows, but if we go to mortal mind, matter, and body for our understanding, what we only experience then is death, mortal consciousness, and fear. So it corrects within us the standpoint, and it says, stop the spiritualism in our life. And the next chapter will say, that whole standpoint of mortal mind, matter, body, the personal I, death, mortal consciousness and fear, that whole second record of creation, that whole false system of reference, which we refer to, that at the point of animal magnetism is that we just reason from this belief of duality and we give it power. See, so the next chapter, animal magnetism, will just say to us, not only do we go to it in spiritualism for understanding, but in the animal magnetism unmasked chapter says, and we even give it power over us. And then we will see after our break, not only do we give it power, but we also have it the basis of science. We also have it the basis of theology. And we also have it the basis of medicine. That therefore, that system of reference is a false basis for the sciences and theology and medicine. And she says, and it's only mythology. That all that system of reference goes only on in belief. And she shows very clearly, therefore, that mortal mind, body, personal eye, death, mortal consciousness, and fear is just mythology. And therefore, it's mythology which has been the basis of our science, of our theology, and of our and of medicine. And that is what is being debunked within our consciousness.